Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is entitled, You Are Not Alone. We've been living through a confusing and stress-filled period of time, which has taken a toll on many of us. Sometimes we might feel quite alone. After all, this is the end game of those pushing for social isolation. God did not create us to be alone. He created us primarily for himself and also for one another. After creating Adam, God said that it was not good for him to be alone. This truth still stands, even for hermits. Sin isolates us from God and each other. So does fear. Christmas is the annual celebration of the coming of Emmanuel, which means God with us. There is no greater truth in the Bible than the amazing good news that because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we need no longer be alone. Emmanuel has made it possible for us to not only know God and his forgiveness, but to experience what it is like to have him actually live inside us. John 14:17. Jesus promised his disciples that he would not leave us as orphans. John 14:18. Or, as Paul described it, without God in the world, Ephesians 2:12. Without Christ, people are hopelessly alone. But with him, we are never left on our own. God's answer to Moses' fear was that he would be with him, Exodus 3:12. King David knew this glorious truth too, Psalm 23:4, as did the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 41:10. When the disciples were afraid in the midst of the storm on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus comforted them with these words from John 6:20. It is I, do not be afraid. I actually prefer the translator's note in the New Living Translation, which says, do not be afraid. The I Am is here. Jesus, the perfect representative of the great I Am, the Creator, Sustainer, Redeemer, Righteous Judge, and King, transcends all that seeks to attack and intimidate us. Every fear must bow the knee to Jesus. King David put it wonderfully. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? That's Psalms 56:3-4. We all feel fear from time to time. When this happens, we must choose to put our trust and confidence in God. When we do this, fear must go. It is often a battle, but it is one we can and must win. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We let our hearts be afraid when we forget that the great I Am is with us. With him at our side and inside of us, we truly have nothing to fear.